All right, so get ready because today we are going to deep dive
Deep
into the
dive.
world of cardiology. And
Yeah.
our listeners have sent us a bunch of material on ACEs, and we have to say the more we look at it,
Yeah.
the more intrigued we are.
It's really interesting. It's
It is.
not just about fortune telling, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it gives you a whole nother language to understand people, their
Yeah.
personality, their paths, their whole
But
approach to
and
life.
honestly,
Yeah.
it's the ACEs that really kind of
Yeah.
caught our eye,
Yeah. The
because
ACEs are really
they're
fascinating.
like blueprint
Foundation.
for potential. But the sources also hint that there's it's not all sunshine and roses, right?
Right. There's this like inherent tension in the ACEs.
Yeah.
They can be incredibly creative, independent, natural leaders,
Right.
but that drive can also be their downfall. It can flip into selfishness, restlessness, even ruthlessness
Okay.
if they don't find balance.
So it's like they're holding this amazing hand of cards,
Yeah.
but knowing how to play them is the real challenge.
Right.
And that's where
And that's where
these karma cards come into play,
the karma cards come in.
which I have to admit sounds kind of intimidating.
They're not intimidating as much as revealing.
Okay.
They're more like signposts along the journey.
I like that.
Each ace has a challenging one, highlighting potential pitfalls,
Okay.
and then a supporting one,
Karma.
showing where their strengths might lie.
So it's less about like predicting doom and more about understanding like the terrain
Yeah,
they might be walking into.
exactly.
Okay.
Like, here's what to look out for.
Yeah, give us an example. Like, how do these karma cards actually work?
Okay, let's take the Ace of Hearts. They're all about emotional expression,
Right.
self-exploration, the search for love, right?
Yeah.
But their challenging karma card is the Ace of Diamonds,
Oh.
which is all about ambition and material success.
Whoa, I see where the conflict comes in.
Right.
An ace of hearts driven by the ace of diamonds sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, a lot of relationship drama.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They might pour all their energy into work,
Right.
chasing that next achievement and neglecting the emotional needs of their
Yeah,
partners.
it's like right person, wrong time.
Right person, wrong time.
Or too busy for love.
Too busy building an empire to build a family.
Okay, so is that Master Heaven script thing that the source mentions,
Yeah.
is that playing into this too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, think of the Master Heaven script as a cosmic blueprint that's based on your birth card. So the Ace of Hearts has a double Mercury influence,
Interesting.
which gives them this incredible mental agility. They're
Right?
quick thinkers, love exchanging ideas.
Yeah.
So naturally, they might be drawn to things like entrepreneurship.
Okay, but that double Mercury can also make them prone to overthinking,
Right.
right?
Overthinking,
Like
you know.
always analyzing,
Yeah.
second
Just
guessing their
case following,
feelings,
right? Can't
right?
happen.
And if they don't find a healthy outlet for all that mental energy,
Yeah.
like could that manifest as
Absolutely.
stress, anxiety?
Stress, anxiety, yeah, even hoarding tendencies.
Oh, wow.
They have to learn to channel that Mercury energy creatively,
Right.
whether it's through writing, art, starting a business,
Yeah.
anything that lets them express themselves authentically.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it's not just about knowing you're an ace of hearts, it's about understanding how all of that interacts
Totally.
with your karma cards
It all works together.
and your Master Heaven script.
It's multi-layered.
It's like a multi-layered personality
Well,
puzzle.
absolutely.
Yeah.
And everyone's puzzle is unique.
Okay.
So let's look at some famous Ace of Hearts just to see how this plays out in real life.
Okay.
You've got LeBron James, the ultimate competitor,
Right.
but also someone who emphasizes family and community.
Totally. And then there's Patti Smith,
Oh,
like a
yeah.
true artistic visionary,
Yeah. Always pushing the boundaries,
pushing boundaries.
exploring her emotions through her work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on the flip side,
And then you have someone like Tiger Woods,
yeah.
whose intense drive for success
Yeah.
led to very public personal
It's like
struggles.
the same ace played in different hands
Yes.
with very different outcomes.
Exactly. That's what makes cardiology so fascinating.
What happened? You're
It's
talking about.
not about putting people in boxes.
Yeah.
It's about giving you a framework to understand the complexities
Right.
of human nature.
All right. I'm ready to move on to the Ace of Clubs.
Okay.
What sets these folks apart?
If the Ace of Hearts is the heart,
Yeah.
the Ace of Clubs is the mind.
Okay.
They're driven by this insatiable curiosity, this thirst for knowledge,
Right.
always seeking answers to life's big questions.
The source called them walking contradictions,
Yeah.
which I found Very interesting.
Yeah.
How so?
They crave deep connection.
Yeah.
But they also need solitude to recharge.
Right.
And process all that information they're taking in. It's this constant push and pull between wanting to be part of something bigger.
Right.
And needing to retreat into their own world.
So are we talking like library hermit vibes?
Well.
Or more like social butterfly with a secret book collection?
It can be both.
Oh, wow.
You know, it can manifest in different ways.
Right.
But that duality is definitely there.
Gotcha.
And it's reflected in their challenging karma card.
Okay.
The Seven of Diamonds.
Uh-oh. Sevens.
Sevens in cardology often represent instability.
Yeah.
A need for adaptability.
Okay.
So that explains the walking contradiction label.
Right.
They might be juggling multiple interests, relationships, even careers.
Right. Always searching for that perfect fit.
Always searching. Always searching.
Which can be exhausting.
Wow. Yeah.
Both exhilarating and exhausting.
Yeah.
The key for them is to find a way to channel that mental energy constructively.
Okay.
You know, their Three of Diamonds card in Jupiter suggests multiple earning opportunities.
Interesting.
But they need to be careful not to spread themselves too thin.
So unlike the Ace of Hearts, who needs to balance their ambition, the Ace of Clubs needs to balance their curiosity.
Exactly.
Got it.
Have to learn to focus their energy,
right,
prioritize their goals, and not be afraid to commit to something fully, even if it means letting go of other possibilities.
It's so interesting because this is making me think about the whole like fear of missing out phenomenon. Yeah. It's like
FOMO.
The Ace of Clubs is the poster child.
They're all about it.
For FOMO.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And their Ace of Spades in Saturn suggests
that this might be a particularly important lesson for them in midlife.
Oh.
They might experience a major transformation related to spirituality.
Okay.
A deepening of their inner journey, which could help them finally find that sense of purpose and direction they've been seeking.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm really curious about the famous Ace of Clubs examples.
Okay.
Like, who fits this profile?
You've got the classic intellectuals like Walt Whitman, Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
Both known for their independent spirit.
Right.
Conventional paths.
Yeah.
But then you also have someone like Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Who's constantly reinventing herself.
Yeah.
Exploring different business ventures and navigating a very public personal life.
And don't forget Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
She's great.
She's all about.
She's a classic.
Logic, fairness.
Yeah.
Cutting through the BS to get to the truth.
Love it.
Which feels very Ace of Clubs to me.
Totally.
Right.
It's a great reminder that these cards can manifest in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And there's always more to someone than meets the eye.
Right.
You know.
Totally. All right. Let's switch gears and talk about the Ace of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
What's their driving force?
If the Ace of Hearts leads with emotion and the Ace of Clubs with intellect.
Right.
The Ace of Diamonds leads with action.
Okay.
They're ambitious, hardworking, laser focused on achieving their goals.
Right.
Often in the material world.
So they're like the classic go-getters.
Yeah.
The ones who are always striving for that next promotion, the bigger house.
Right.
That entrepreneurial success story.
That's them.
Yeah.
They're the builders,
mm-hmm.
the innovators,
right.
the ones who aren't afraid to put in the effort
right.
to make their dreams a reality.
Okay, but here's the catch. Their challenging karma card
is the Two of Diamonds.
Okay.
Which emphasizes duality and the need for balance.
Yeah. Interesting. So while they might excel at achieving their own goals, they might struggle with
collaboration, compromise,
right?
Seeing things from another person's perspective,
which is so interesting.
Yeah.
Because it makes me think about their relationships.
Well, and their Five of Hearts in Venus.
Oh.
Also suggests this restlessness in relationships.
Right. So they might be drawn to, like, the excitement of the chase.
Yeah.
But then struggle with
a commitment.
The commitment, vulnerability required for a truly fulfilling partnership.
It's like they're so focused on climbing that ladder of success that they forget to look around.
Yeah.
And see who they're pushing aside.
And who they're hurting.
All the way.
Along the way, yeah.
Right.
And that can lead to isolation.
Right.
Even if they're surrounded by people who admire their achievements.
Wow.
The lesson for the Ace of Diamonds is to learn to balance that ambition with compassion.
Right.
To recognize that true success involves collaboration and connection.
Not just individual accomplishment.
So this really highlights the shadow side of ambition.
Yeah.
It's like a cautionary tale
Yeah.
for anyone who's driven to succeed.
Absolutely.
And the famous Ace of Diamonds examples really demonstrate that spectrum.
Yeah.
Like,
you've got the visionaries like Steve Jobs.
Right.
Laureen Powell Jobs,
mm-hmm.
who revolutionized entire industries.
Yeah.
But also face criticism for their demanding leadership styles.
Right. And then you have someone like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Who initially focused on building a business empire,
mm-hmm.
but then later shifted his focus to philanthropy and global health initiatives.
Yeah, it's almost like he realized that true fulfillment
right.
came from using his wealth and influence to make a positive impact on the world,
right.
not just accumulating more for himself.
Okay, so I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
Like, each ace has these incredible strengths.
Absolutely.
But also these shadow sides that they have to confront
totally.
To reach their full potential.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Right.
And that brings us to our final ace.
Okay.
The Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades.
This one is often shrouded in mystery and intrigue.
Yeah. The source described them as like
yeah.
the most spiritual.
The most spiritual.
Of the aces.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Are we talking like
yeah.
crystal carrying, tarot reading?
And not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they might be drawn to those things.
Okay.
The Ace of Spades is fundamentally about transformation,
okay.
seeking truth,
right.
and exploring the deeper meaning of existence.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who aren't afraid to ask the big questions.
Okay.
To delve into the mysteries of life and death.
Yeah.
To challenge conventional wisdom.
So they're like the philosophers of the deck.
The philosophers of the deck.
The ones who are always seeking enlightenment.
Yes.
Whether it's through spiritual practices or intellectual pursuits.
Right.
Or, you know, personal experiences.
It can come in different forms. That's a great way to put it.
Okay, but here's the interesting thing.
But here's the thing.
Their challenging karma card is...
The Seven of Hearts.
Oh, the Seven of Hearts.
Sevens, as we know, can indicate instability.
Right.
But the Seven of Hearts specifically deals with matters of the heart.
Okay.
Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And emotional vulnerability.
Wait, so you're saying that these deep,
yeah.
introspective yeah. Ace of Spades folks
yeah.
might actually struggle with relationships?
They can.
That seems counterintuitive.
It might seem that way, but think about it.
Okay.
They're constantly seeking truth.
Yeah.
Questioning everything, including their own emotions.
Okay.
And their Two of Hearts in Neptune also suggests a deep longing.
Okay.
For a soulmate connection.
Mm-hmm.
But they might have a hard time trusting others enough to let them in.
It's like they're guarding their hearts even from themselves.
Exactly.
So their challenge is to learn to open up.
To open up.
To yeah. allow themselves to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And to trust that they're worthy of love and connection.
Hmm.
This is making me rethink my whole perception of the Ace of Spades.
Right.
I always pictured them as like aloof and detached.
Yeah.
But now I'm seeing...
There's a whole nother layer there.
This whole other layer of depth and complexity.
Right. And that's the beauty of cardology.
Right.
It allows us to see beyond the surface,
mm.
to appreciate the multifaceted nature of mm. each individual,
right.
and to understand the unique challenges and opportunities
mm-hmm.
that shape their journey.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We've delved into the core meaning of each ace.
Yeah.
Explored their karma cards.
Right.
And even touched on how these traits manifest.
Yes.
In real life.
We did.
But there's still so much more to unpack.
So much more.
In the next part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
We'll take a closer look at the patterns and connections.
I'm excited for that part.
Between these aces.
Yeah.
And how understanding their interplay can help us navigate
right.
our own lives and relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'll be really helpful for people.
I think so, too. Oh, my brain is like buzzing with all this ace information.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it's about to get even more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned that we're going to look for patterns between the aces.
Yeah. What's so fascinating is
right.
it's not just about each ace in isolation.
Right.
When you start to see them together.
Yeah.
You notice how they interact.
Okay.
Almost like characters in a play.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Give us an example.
Okay.
Like, how do these aces play off each other?
Well, think about the Ace of Hearts and the Ace of Diamonds.
Okay.
They both have this incredible drive,
mm-hmm.
but the Ace of Hearts channels it through emotions
yeah.
and creative expression,
right.
while the Ace of Diamonds is all about tangible achievements.
So one's the passionate artist and the other one is the ambitious CEO.
You got it.
I can see how those two might clash.
Oh, yeah.
If they're not careful.
Big time.
Right.
But it can also be a really powerful combination if they learn to appreciate each other's strengths.
How so?
Well, the Ace of Hearts can bring heart and inspiration to the Ace of Diamonds ventures.
Yeah.
And the Ace of Diamonds can provide structure and grounding for the Ace of Hearts creative flights of fancy.
It's like they each have a piece of the puzzle.
Exactly.
What the other one needs.
Totally. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. What about the Ace of Clubs?
Okay.
How do they fit into this dynamic?
The Ace of Clubs brings a different kind of energy altogether.
Okay.
They're the ones asking the questions, challenging assumptions, seeking knowledge and understanding.
So while the Ace of Hearts is feeling and the Ace of Diamonds is doing, the Ace of Clubs is thinking.
Thinking, exactly.
Yeah.
And that intellectual curiosity can be incredibly valuable to both the Ace of Hearts and the Ace of Diamonds.
In what way?
Well, the Ace of Clubs can help the Ace of Hearts analyze their emotions, understand their motivations,
and channel their creativity in more focused ways.
Okay, and for the Ace of Diamonds.
For the Ace of Diamonds.
Yeah.
They might be the voice of reason.
Right.
Urging them to think about the long-term consequences of their actions.
Okay.
To consider the ethical implications of their pursuits.
So it's like the Ace of Clubs provides the checks and balances that the other aces might overlook.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the Ace of Hearts, the Ace of Diamonds, and the Ace of Clubs.
We do.
All interacting in this fascinating dance.
Yeah.
Where does the Ace of Spades fit in?
Yeah.
They seem a bit more...
Removed.
Removed, yeah, from the everyday world.
They do operate on a different frequency.
Right.
Remember, they're all about transformation.
Yeah.
Spirituality, seeking truth beyond the material realm.
So while the other aces are playing the game of life on the surface, the Ace of Spades is like diving deep.
Diving deep, yeah.
Into the underlying currents.
That's a great analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And their presence can be incredibly grounding for the other aces.
How so?
Well, for the Ace of Hearts, the Ace of Spades can remind them that there's more to life than just fleeting emotions.
Okay.
That true fulfillment comes from connecting to something bigger than themselves.
Okay. And for the Ace of Diamonds?
The Ace of Spades might offer a much needed perspective shift.
Yeah, okay.
Helping them see the bigger picture beyond their immediate goals and ambitions.
Okay.
And for the Ace of Clubs, who's always searching for knowledge and meaning, they might find a kindred spirit in the Ace of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
They can engage in those deep philosophical discussions, explore spiritual practices together, support each other's quest for enlightenment.
This is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
It's like I'm suddenly seeing the whole deck of cards in a new light.
It changes everything.
It does.
And this is just the beginning. We haven't even touched on how the different suits interact.
Right.
Or the significance of birth dates.
There's a whole universe in here.
There is.
But before we get too lost in the cosmos, let's bring it back to our listener.
Okay.
Like, how can they actually apply this knowledge to their own lives?
Well, for starters,
it
can help them understand their own strengths and challenges better.
Right.
If you're an Ace of Hearts, you might recognize that tendency to prioritize passion over practicality.
Okay.
And learn to create more balance in your life.
What about for an Ace of Diamonds?
If you're an Ace of Diamonds, you might realize that your drive for success can sometimes lead to tunnel vision and make a conscious effort to cultivate more empathy and collaboration in your relationships.
So it's like cardology gives you this framework
for
understanding those recurring patterns in your life.
Exactly.
Right.
It helps you see those things.
What about the Ace of Clubs?
So let's say you're an Ace of Clubs.
Yeah.
Who feels scattered,
overwhelmed
by all the possibilities, that Seven of Diamonds karma card
is
a reminder to focus your energy.
Okay.
Choose a few key projects or relationships that truly resonate with you and give them your full attention.
Don't try to be a jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly. It's about quality over quantity.
And Ace of Diamonds.
And for our Ace of Diamonds listeners who find themselves constantly pushing for that next achievement, that Two of Diamonds karma card is whispering, hey, remember to collaborate and connect.
Right.
Don't let ambition isolate you.
It's like having this built-in guidance counselor
nudging
you towards a more balanced and fulfilling path.
I love that analogy.
Right. Yeah. What about the Ace of Spades?
And for the Ace of Spades, who might be struggling to open their heart, that Seven of Hearts karma card is a gentle reminder that vulnerability is a strength, not a weakness.
It's about learning to trust.
Trust.
To forgive.
And to give.
And to embrace the messiness.
And if messiness
of human connection.
Beautifully said.
Right.
Cardology doesn't provide all the answers.
Right.
But it illuminates the path.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like having a flashlight in the dark.
It is.
Okay? Yeah.
And remember, there's always more to discover.
Yeah.
We've just scratched the surface of this fascinating system.
Yeah.
And we included links in the show notes to some reputable cardology resources if you're curious to learn more.
Yes. Definitely check those out.
Yeah.
But here's a final thought for you to ponder.
Okay.
What if there were a fifth ace?
Ooh.
What would its core essence be?
I love this.
What unique strengths and challenges would it face?
It's like a thought experiment in human potential.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What would its karma cards reveal about its journey?
That's a question for all of us to consider.
Right.
Maybe it's an ace that embodies resilience and adaptability.
Okay.
Or perhaps it represents a deep connection to nature and the environment. Whatever it is, I bet it would shake things up in the world of cardology.
This whole deep dive has really opened my eyes to the hidden wisdom within a deck of cards.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
And once you start understanding cardology, it opens up a whole new way of seeing the world and the people in it.
I'm feeling so inspired to learn more about my own birth card and how it all fits together.
And that's a great place to start.
Right.
We've included some resources in the show notes where you can calculate your birth card and explore its deeper meaning.
But before we send our listener off on their own cardology adventure, is there a final thought you want to leave them with?
Yeah, remember, this is just a starting point. Cardology is a rich and complex system with layers upon layers of meaning.
Right.
So don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right.
Explore different interpretations.
Yeah.
And find what resonates most with you.
Okay.
The most important thing is to approach it with an open mind and a curious heart.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And who knows? Maybe we'll do another deep dive into cardology someday.
I hope so.
Perhaps we'll explore the court cards next.
Now that would be an interesting journey.
Until then, happy exploring, everyone. Okay, so I'm definitely feeling inspired.
Yeah.
But I also have to admit, I'm a little overwhelmed.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground today.
So much. It's like learning a whole new language.
It is.
But here's what I'm wrestling with.
Okay.
How do we go from all this fascinating theory to actually applying cardology in our lives?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
And there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Right.
But here's the thing. You don't have to become a cardology master to benefit from it.
Okay.
Even just understanding the basic concepts can be incredibly insightful.
Give us some examples.
Okay.
How can this knowledge translate into real-world situations?
Let's say you're an ace of hearts.
Okay.
And you're feeling frustrated because you keep pouring your heart into relationships that fizzle out.
Right.
Remember that Ace of Diamonds karma card.
Yeah.
That's your cue to step back and ask yourself.
Okay.
Am I prioritizing my own needs and ambitions?
Mm-hmm.
Am I choosing partners who are truly compatible with my emotional intensity?
So it's like cardology gives you this framework.
Yeah.
For understanding those recurring patterns in your life.
Exactly.
Right.
It can help you see those blind spots.
What about for an ace of clubs?
Okay, so let's say you're an ace of clubs and you feel scattered, overwhelmed by all the possibilities out there.
Yeah, the classic FOMO.
The FOMO, exactly.
Yeah.
That seven of diamonds karma card.
Yeah.
It's a reminder to focus your energy.
Right.
Choose a few key projects or relationships that truly resonate with you and give them your full attention.
Don't try to be a jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly. Quality over quantity.
Right.
Yeah.
What about Ace of Diamonds?
And for our Ace of Diamonds listeners who find themselves constantly pushing for that next achievement, that Two Diamonds karma card is whispering, hey, remember to collaborate and connect. Don't let ambition isolate you.
It's like having this built-in guidance counselor.
Yes.
Nudging you towards a more balanced and fulfilling path.
Love that analogy.
Right.
It's like a little angel on your shoulder.
Yeah. What about the Ace of Spades?
And for the Ace of Spades, who might be struggling to open their heart, that Seven of Hearts karma card is a gentle reminder that vulnerability is a strength, not a weakness.
It's about learning to trust to forgive.
Forgive.
And to embrace the messiness.
Embrace the messiness.
Of human connection.
Beautifully said.
Right.
Cardology doesn't provide all the answers.
Right. It's not a crystal ball.
Not a crystal ball.
Right.
But it illuminates the path.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like having a flashlight in the dark.
Exactly. And remember, there's always more to discover.
Right.
We've just scratched the surface
yeah.
of this fascinating system.
Mm-hmm.
We've included links in the show notes
yes.
to some reputable cardology resources.
Definitely check those out.
If you're curious to learn more.
But here's a final thought for you to ponder.
Okay.
What if there were a fifth ace?
Ooh, I like that.
What would its core essence be?
Yeah.
What unique strengths and challenges would it face?
It's like a thought experiment.
Yeah.
And human potential.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
What would its karma cards reveal about its journey?
That's a great question.
Right?
It's a question for all of us to consider. Maybe it's an ace that embodies resilience.
Okay.
And adaptability.
Or perhaps it represents a deep connection to nature and the environment.
That's beautiful.
Right.
Whatever it is,
yeah.
I bet it would shake things up
right.
in the world of cardology.
This whole deep dive has really opened my eyes.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff.
To the hidden wisdom within a deck of cards.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. And once you start understanding cardology,
yeah.
it opens up a whole new way of seeing the world.
Right.
And the people in it.
The people in it, yeah.
I'm feeling so inspired to learn more about my own birth card.
Yeah.
And how it all fits together.
That's a great next step.
Right.
And we've included some resources in the show notes.
Yeah, perfect.
Where you can calculate your birth card.
Right.
And explore its deeper meaning.
Before we send our listener off yeah. on their own cardology adventure.
Yes.
Is there a final thought you want to leave them with?
Absolutely. Remember, this is just a starting point. Cardology is a rich and complex system
right.
with layers upon layers of meaning.
Right.
So don't be afraid to ask questions, explore different interpretations,
right.
and find what resonates most with you.
Right.
The most important thing is to approach it with an open mind
yeah.
and a curious heart.
Beautifully said. And who knows, maybe we'll do another deep dive into cardology someday.
I hope so. That would be fun.
Perhaps we'll explore the court cards next.
Ooh, the court cards. That's a whole other world.
Right. It's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, until then, happy exploring, everyone.
Happy exploring.